Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Well, if you didn't quite get enough Lori Vallow Daybell the other day in Keith Morrison's interview on Dateline, there's a whole new day in court of Lori Vallow Daybell being her own attorney. She's obviously spent years spinning her own version of events, but in Arizona, the judge wasn't buying it. We're going to play a clip for you in just a bit, so stick around for that. She's already obviously been convicted of and sentenced to life in prison for the murders of her two children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan, and for conspiring to kill her husband's first wife, Tammy Daybell. This is a completely different trial. This is not about the kids. This isn't about Tammy. There's other people that she's accused of killing. She's now facing the charges in Arizona, accused of murdering her fourth husband, Charles Vallow, and conspiring to kill her niece's ex-husband, Brandon Boudreau. And if Tuesday's hearing was any indication, things aren't exactly going in her favor. Should we just go right to the clip? I think we should. I think we just need to see.
Yeah, let me set it up a little bit because I didn't give you full instructions of what it was. So this is in reference to talking about hearsay of some things that were set out in the driveway by people. Basically, audio that's going to be hopefully put into record that is from body cam video. Mm. So she's trying to argue about why it's not hearsay. And the judge is just like, oh, what's your deal? So go ahead and hit play. But that's what that's right, about.
Lori Vallow Daybell in court today. Let's take a look.
A lot of the exceptions apply. 803, 804. There's a lot of exceptions that also apply to some of his statements and not all of his statements.
Such as what? which statements do you think
I specifically his statements made on body cam to police in the driveway, specifically his.
I don't know what the statements are, so that's what I'm asking. What specific statements do you think are allowed to come in under the rules of evidence?
I think under 803.1, the present sense impression is his statements made to police officers at the house.
A present sense impression is where you're actually observing something and you're talking about it as you see it happen. So, isn't he saying, again, I don't know what the statements are, but is he saying what happened prior? Or is he saying
yes,
something
prior.
That he's, okay,
correct,
so it's
prior.
Not a present sense impression.
Okay.
What else?
Then I think it falls under 803-2, excited utterance. He was under the stress of the whole situation when he made those statements.
What was his demeanor when he made those statements?
Upset.
What's the specific statement?
I shot my brother-in-law in self-defense. I got hit in the head with a bat. There was an altercation. I don't know what all the statements are, but...
How long after the incident did he make these statements?
Immediately after, as far as I know.
Well, immediately to some people means 2 seconds. To other people, it means 30 minutes. Tell me what immediately means to you.
As soon as the police arrived.
I don't know what... Did they arrive 30 minutes after... The incident? 10 minutes, an hour?
I was not there. I do not know what time they arrived.
At this point, you think you know the specifics of your case timeline a little bit.
I also want to point something else out. Do you have a way to put that video back up on the screen again easily?
Yeah.
I would like to point out her outfit.
The prison garb?
Yes.
What about it?
Does she have it like draped over her shoulder like a strapless
yes,
top?
I do see that.
Are you effing kidding me?
I think she's kind of doing like the half shoulder.
Yes, so her it's shoulder like if I started to What in the Milli Vanilli is going on here?
She's hoping to, you know, entice the judge a little bit.
I hate judge. I'd like to admit this into evidence. What do you think?
What do you think?
Thank you. I'm glad you see it too, because there is no way in living hell that this is official prison garb. She changed it up.
Yeah, she did. She certainly did.
Oh my God, Tony, this is going to.
I wonder if she'll do like a crop top when the trial actually comes, if she's going to like cut it and then just like she's had like exposed belly going.
She's like Elle Wood from Legally Blonde. She's just changing the whole game, isn't she?
Lori was representing herself, obviously. She started by asking the judge to ban cameras from the courtroom, arguing that the media coverage of her case has inherently been prejudicial. She specifically called out Court TV, claiming that their coverage has falsely shaped public perception and turned her into some kind of a spectacle. I think she thinks like all television is Court TV or something. I think she just thinks like if she says Court TV, it like covers everything, not realizing it's a network. That's just kind of how I feel, because it's not like Court TV is standing alone out here having covered this case. But I digress. Judge Justin Bursky listened, but made it clear he was leaning towards allowing a single camera with restrictions. Go judge. Zooming in on notes, just a straightforward courtroom feed. Great. We cannot wait for that. Then Lori moved to the jury selection, requesting that the potential jurors be questioned individually instead of groups. She claimed her previous trial in Idaho required screening of nearly 2,000 jurors and worried that people would try to get on this jury just for the attention. The judge didn't seem convinced that the change was necessary, but took her concerns into advisement. One of the biggest blows to Lori's defense came when she tried to introduce statements from her brother, Alex Cox, which we were just listening to, as evidence. Cox, who shot and killed Charles Vallow in 2019, initially claimed self-defense, but Lori wanted his statements admitted into court. I don't see how this is a good idea, Lori, but you're in charge. The judge shut that down quickly, ruling that not only were the statements hearsay, but Lori, having been convicted of conspiring in Cox's actions, was legally prohibited from using his words as evidence in her defense. Lori's also pushed for additional evidence from the prosecution, demanding access to certain police recordings and conversations that she claimed exist. I'd love for her to have them, because I think we all want to hear anything and everything we can get our hands on of Chad and Lori. The judge told prosecutors to check again, but made it clear that if they said that they had given everything to Lori and didn't have the material, he couldn't force them to produce it if they've already given her everything. Because, you know, Lori tends to be a little bit on the delusional side. Then came the issue of Time, with jury selection set for March 31st. Gosh, that's less than a month away. Mm-hmm. Lori reminded the court that her speedy trial deadline was May 11th and insisted that the trial needed to move forward within that time frame. But Judge Bursky overruled her, waiving her the deadline over her objection and pointing out that both sides had acknowledged the impossibility of trying two complex cases at once. The next hearing is set for March 18th, where both sides will argue over remaining issues, including whether Lori can bring in a digital forensic expert for her defense. But after Tuesday's hearing, one thing is clear. Lori may be running the show in her own mind. But in court, she is losing control kind of fast. So we got, what, one more hearing before the actual trial supposedly takes place? I'm going to guess there might be more than that, but on the docket, we have one.
Yes. They were talking about, you know, how long is this trial going to go on? Do we...
Half hour.
Do we tell potential jurists that it might be, that it might be up to 6 weeks is what they were talking about. They are going to tell the jurors that it may be 2 weeks, possibly more. I think because of how delusional she is, it's going to go quickly. I really do.
It's going to go, I think, one of two ways. Either very, very quickly, like within a week, or it's going to drag on because they're going to have to keep walking her back and holding her hand and going, wait, you can't say this. We got to have it. Okay, now we got to instruct the jury that they can't take that into account because you said something out of turn. There's going to be a lot of that. And my gut tells me that at some point we're going to get somewhere where she just says too many things out of turn that it damages the case so much and it just damages the court, the decorum and the rules of how a trial is handled, that it's going to be, not a hung jury, but basically the judge is going to say, you know, we're going to have to do this again, or you got to get an attorney. Cause I don't think she's going to be able to do it.
What this felt like was it felt like, okay, kids, law students, we're going to walk into a fake courtroom, even though this was real, and we're going to pretend we're having a hearing and we're going to walk through, you know, you present something to me and then I'm going to argue why you're wrong is what it felt like to me. It reminded me of, you know, when we were in broadcast school and we go into the real studio that didn't broadcast anywhere, but everything worked. And we were going to put on a show. And then the instructor would come in and go, you can't do that. That's what that reminded me of, you know? Just insane. I feel like the judge is trying to teach her law.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's trying to hold her hand and walk her along the fine line so this thing can get done. And he's really trying to answer the questions that she has. And this is it. She's going to be just as confused when this actually goes to trial. I mean, she's not going to follow the court's rules. She's going to do her own thing. Doesn't matter that the judge says, you know, you can't bring this into the trial. You can't bring in Alex's arguments to the trial. She's going to do whatever the hell she wants because she's going to be, well, God, definitively told me last night in a dream, or Jesus stepped into the cell earlier today when we were having pancakes and said, hey, you know what? Here's how this needs to go. And that's going to be her argument. And I just think this is all going to go to shit very quick. I can't imagine being a juror on this thing because you really don't know how long you're going to be there.
No. And it sounds like in the questionnaire that they're going to send out to potential jurors, they're going to be notified what trial this is. Because what they're going to want to do is try to weed out people who maybe have heard too much or have been following it. So they're trying to weed them out. So they are going to be notified. It's not just that it's a trial that you might be on a jury for. It's this specific trial is what it sounds like. So, I don't know. Part of me, if I were getting that call, I think I'd want to be on the jury, and yet I'd want to run like crazy. The disruption to your life would be immense.
It would be very interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm. They may even have to sequester these people.
Yeah. And it's so silly. For what? For what?
She's already serving life in prison. I don't understand. I understand wanting to get justice for the people that she's killed. I get it. But she's already put away.
Well, what is justice for the people that she's killed? What is that? What is justice for that?
I don't know. Seems like we're spending a lot of taxpayer money for this debacle.
She's nuts. I mean, what is justice? Having everybody have, especially the victims' families, what? So she can suck more life out of you? And take more days and time out of your life with her utter insanity. I mean, that's not justice. That's letting her control the narrative, honestly. Yeah. This is where I feel like, look, the adults need to step into the room here and be like, yeah, you can't do that. Like, you're not fit for trial. Like, let's just end this shit now. But you can't because they don't have insanity laws, and that's where that stands. It's not like if there was an opportunity that they're not trying for it. You just can't do that there. It's not allowed. So you end up funding insane trials like this. I would hope maybe, if anything, at the end of the day, this may make places like Idaho and New Mexico or in Arizona rethink their whole policy on insanity defenses. Maybe put it somewhere, put a bar somewhere. Because it seems right now there ain't no bar to hit. You can be completely batshit and you're still going to be good to go.
Oh, they're going to be hitting the bar. It's just a different one.
Yes, very true.
Want true crime coverage all day, every day? Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today and get the latest cases delivered right to your feed. He was charming, handsome, a devoted husband, a doting father. When his wife died tragically in a freak accident, everyone pitied him. He played the role so well, grieving widower, devastated, single dad, just trying to put the pieces back together. But the thing about perfect men, they're usually hiding something. And this one was hiding everything. The affair. The insurance policy. The other wife in another state who had no idea she was married to a walking crime scene. If she had only subscribed to True Crime Today, Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, she could have listened to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi ad-free. And before everyone else, she could have seen through the lies. She could have gotten out while she still had the chance. Instead, she's just another case we'll be covering next week. Don't be her. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NoCD comes in. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.